taking you into the game, this broadcast wouldn't be possible without these sponsors. G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Frigate Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. Now let's get you into the game to hear from our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
Basketball game here on KUKU as the Willow Springs Bears participating in the Bill Rowe Queen City Showdown. It's a invitation-only event with multiple teams from the Southwest Missouri area, along with teams from other states. Just a good showcase of high school basketball over the next couple of days. The Bears making their first appearance in this event. They're playing Monette this afternoon, and then they'll be able to spend the night in Springfield and play tomorrow night at 8:30 against Springfield Catholic. So a different kind of venue for the Bears. It takes place here on the Greenwood campus, Greenwood the Laboratory School at Missouri State University. It's a private school. Bears have played here before. This was an alternate location for the Blue and Gold Tournament back in 2020 when COVID hit high school basketball. But nice facilities, great venue. It is graduation day at Missouri State, so parking is limited today, and kind of a sparse crowd to start the event today. This is the first game of what will become, well, probably, what, 36 hours of basketball over the next couple of days for Missouri State University and Greenwood in particular. So the Bears happy to be a part of that and playing Monette today in the showdown. And Monette is a team that was an alternate. Took the place of a Kansas school that the Bears were originally scheduled to play, but that team had to back out. Monette has jumped in to make the cut. So Monette will play the Bears this afternoon. Willow, after losing their opener in the Stratford tournament, they have come back and won their last three. So the Bears 3-1 now, won the consolation trophy at Stratford and then beat Summersville on Tuesday night for that 3-1 record. Monette comes in 0-3 on the season. Monette has not played in a tournament yet. They didn't play in the traditional opening tournament that a lot of schools do, but they lost to Billings by 18, lost to Carthage, very good team, by 19, and then lost to Marshfield by 21. So been a tough road so far, playing some quality opponents for the Monette Cubs in their purple unis. They're warming up as we speak, and should be a good test today for the Bears and a good opportunity to get a win in this event and get ready for tomorrow's matchup with Springfield Catholic. Just about getting ready to go here today. I'm Marty Spence. Larry Spence on assignment this afternoon, but never fear, he'll be back with us tomorrow night. We're going to have our national anthem and come back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Selling the American dream. This is Solomon Cornelius, owner broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Greenwood for the Bill Rowe Queen City Showdown. Moness with the starting lineups first tonight. They're wearing their road purple jerseys with the gold trim. They will start number one, Bryce Hoyt. Number 10 is Carson Nethelrode. Number 12 is Brady Ray. Number 13, Jack Stevens. And number 35 is Alex Meeks for the Monet Cubs, coming in at 1-0-3 rather on the season. And for the Bears, they'll be wearing their home white with a maroon trim. They will start number one, Colby James, the senior for the Bears. Is junior Brody Thompson, and number 42, senior James Dean for the Bears. The most used starting lineup early in the season for Coach Forrest. And the Bears looking to keep their winning streak going to start the season. Getting ready to jump. Dean will jump for the Bears. And Alex Meeks with the honor for the Monet Cubs. And the Bears have a bit of a size advantage, not a very big team from Monet. James Dean's got a couple of inches on Meeks. Officials settle everything down, and kind of a small crowd here to start the day. It's an early game. It's the first game of this shootout. Monet wins the tip, and we're underway from Greenwood. Cubs working around the arc. Bears starting in a man defense as Monet looks to strike first. Hoyt works it around the horn, gets it over right side for Nethelrode. Back to Hoyt. Stevens up top. The Cubs continue to work it around the arc with some motion offense. Now they're going to streak to the basket. Right block shot up. It is no good. Rebound tipped out to Dean, and the Bears control it. And Willow looks to get on the board first. Colby James, top of the key. Slows things down at the logo. He'll one-arm it over to Brady James on the right side into the corner for Thompson. Back to Colby up top. In the corner, Brady open three, didn't take it. Pump fake, tips to Brody Thompson. Back to Brady, and the Bears will reset, and a long pass intercepted by the Cubs. Nethelrode with the pick, takes it all the way to the hole, and off a turnover, the Cubs take a 2-0 lead. Bears looking to get the zero off the scoreboard. Colby James will spot for three, and it's nothing but net. Colby with a three to put the Bears in front, 3-2. 3-2 Bears, applying some pressure as the Cubs bring it across midcourt. Monet continue to work down close man defense by Cade Lee as he's giving Ray all he can handle. He gets it away to Meeks. Meeks working one-on-one with Dean to the paint, to the basket. Good move. And the Cubs back in front, 4-3 now. Brady James around the horn. Caden Lee on the right side. He'll bounce it to Thompson on the baseline. Thompson back out front. Colby James over to Brady. Brady going to take a long three, and it's off the mark. Air ball nearly saved by his brother. It's tipped loose on the floor, and it's picked up by the Cubs. Monet running and throw it away into the bleachers. Trying the outlet pass ahead, and Brody Ray sent it sailing in front of his intended target. And Willow takes it back, trailing 4-3, 2 minutes into the ballgame. Colby across midcourt to Caden Lee. Bears set up as Monet plays his own defense. James Dean in the paint, puts it up, missed it, tipped his own rebound to Lee. Caden goes up with it, gets blocked and fouled. And Lee will go to the free throw line, shooting two for the Bears. Willow had some opportunities under the basket there. Couldn't get anything to fall, but Caden Lee will go to the line and try to earn some points. Free throw is good. The Bears tie it up four apiece. 5:39 to go first quarter from Greenwood. The second free throw is good. Jaden makes them both. The Bears lead 5-4. Hoyt brings it across midcourt. He'll bounce it right side, and we get it right back at the logo. Quick passes by Monette. Get it down low to Meeks on the baseline. Backs it out to Stevens. Stevens going to go baseline. Under the basket, tough shot. Won't go. Rebound, though, is tipped by Meeks, and the Cubs will reset. Hoyt up top. Give it to Stevens. Dish it back right side for Nesselrode. Meeks backs in on Dean. Right block. Good shot. Falls. Meeks has four. And the Cubs back in front 6-5. Meeks on Dean. That seems to be what Monette wants to do early. Bears get it to Dean at the free throw line. Back out to Colby. Colby thought about the long three. Didn't take it. Bears work it over left side for Lee. Caden on the left wing. To Thompson, inside to Dean, can't handle the pass. That should have been a travel, no call, but he missed the shot anyway. And Monette comes away with the rebound. Get it down to Meeks quickly. Layup is missed. He had nobody around. He missed the layup. And Coach Forrest will take a timeout. Bears will have the ball when we come back. Monette leading 6-5. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Greenwood, Bears in the Queen City Showdown this weekend, playing Monette in the first game of the day here at Greenwood. Bears have the ball after Coach Forrest's timeout. Not happy with the team's transition. And Willow trailing by one. Brady James, free throw line jumper, splashes home. And the Bears back on top, 7-6. Hoyt across midcourt. He'll bounce it right side for Ray. Hoyt has it go off of his knee, but he's quick to get it. Colby James comes out to get it. Nesselrode trying to hand the ball off. You find Meeks. Meeks has been their best scoring option here in the first quarter. He's back to the basket. He'll pitch it back to Stevens. Meeks working on McGinnis, who has checked in the block, put it up on the paint, no good. Rebound tipped by McGinnis to Colby James. Better defense that time on Meeks. Colby outside the free throw line, no looks at right side for Thompson, gets it back up top. Colby, top of the key, big jump stop in the block, put it up and in. Monette fans wanting a charge, no whistle, and Colby gets the basket. Bears have a 9-6 lead. Cubs to Hoyt on the right side. Pass is tipped, stolen by Brody Thompson. Brody to the block. His pass tipped and taken right back by Monette. Brody did a nice job with the interception but couldn't finish. And now the Cubs have a chance to get back on the board, trailing by three. Stevens, or rather Nesselrode, has his pass tipped out of bounds by Colby on the baseline. It'll stay with the Cubs. 3:07 to go first quarter. Willow leading 9-6. A couple of substitutions in for the Cubs. They put number 5, Henry Walker, in. And a bit of a bigger body in number 44, Camden Towles. McGinnis has been the only substitution so far for the Bears, taking the place of Dean. Cubs get the inbound to Stevens. Meeks takes off, pass cut off. He'll tip it back, top of the key for Walker. Meeks goes left side now to Ray. Ray will bomb a long three. It's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound should be off of Monette, and it is. Tipped out of bounds by the Cubs. Bears take it back with 2:52 to go in the first quarter, leading by three. Bears play Monette this afternoon in Springfield Catholic tomorrow night, 8:30, late night ball game tomorrow night here at Greenwood. Lee across midcourt. Brady James on the left side. Into Colby. Turnaround jumper from the left wing. Won't go. Rebound underneath by Towles. Cubs want to move in transition. Pass it ahead. Meeks in the paint. Turnaround jumper off the mark. Rebound is off of Monet. Bears might have caught a break there. It looked like it might have been off. The official says, nope, it was off a purple jersey. And Willow takes it back. Low scoring start to this one. 9-6 our score. Just over 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Colby across midcourt to Brady. 3-2 zone by the Cubs. Daring the Bears to shoot those long bombs. Brady in the corner. Fires it into Thompson. Tried a quick pass on the baseline to McGinnis. It was intercepted, taken away by the Cubs. Get it down quickly to Meeks in front of the Bear bench on the other end. He'll hand it off to Stevens. Stevens goes left side for Ray. His pass tipped. Knocked away by Brady James. Brady wants to go all the way. Lay up off the glass. And Brady James puts the Bears up by five. Monette quickly down the floor. Stevens takes a pick to the left side. Now gets to the block. Picks up the dribble. Fires it back to Meeks, top of the key. Meeks pivots with the high post. Hands off to Stevens, and there's a rare foul. And you would expect in these kind of events, we'll see it in the blue and gold after Christmas. We'll see it here today. They're not going to call a lot of ticky-tack fouls. It's going to have to be pretty substantial for you to get a foul. Caden Lee got whistled for that one. His first, only the first team foul on the Bears. We only have two fouls combined here in the opening quarter. 90 seconds to go in the first frame. Monette, backdoor cut that the Bears didn't see, and they get an easy basket for Jamin Thomas, who had just checked in the game. Cuts the lead to three for Willow. Bears have just over a minute to play in the first quarter. Brady James at the logo. Swings it back to Colby on the right side. Zone can sometimes really mess with the Bears' offense. They want to get in a rhythm. Colby, long three, and he's got it again. Colby's got two threes, and the Bears lead it by six. 8 points in the first quarter for Colby James, and now the Cubs have to go off of a player's back, but they're quickly there to pick it up. Going to drive in the paint, shot off the glass, and in. A runner by Henry Walker goes down. Tough shot. Gets it to fall. 14-10 is the Bear lead with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Colby will walk it across midcourt. There is a shot clock. Brady James takes the pass in the paint. Leaner goes in. Brady James with a two and now a walk, a travel. As Monette was coming across the timeline, Stevens whistled for the turnover, and now the shot clock will be off for the Bears with 18.6 to go in the first quarter, leading by six. Willow would love to get one more solid offensive possession in here before the end of the quarter. Colby across midcourt with 10. Colby to the logo with six. Shades to the right side with five. Crosses it over with three. Colby's fouled with 0.3 left on the clock. And Holt will get the line shooting a couple of free throws. Fouls on Henry Walker. By McGinnis. Holt's first point, and this next free throw will effectively end the first quarter. There is 0.3. Second free throw is no good. There's the buzzer, and that's the end of the first quarter. The Monet. Ball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Greenwood, the Bears leading the Monette Cubs 17-10. And I understand we're having some glitches and technical issues. We'll try to work through that as we go and appreciate your patience with that. The Bears have the ball as we start quarter number two from Greenwood. Willow gets it over to Brady James. Cross-court pass over to Lee. Lee on the left wing. He'll put it on the floor. Caden gets to the free throw line, gets stood up, lobs it back to Colby on the right side. Long three, no good off the back of the rim. Brady James in for the rebound, and Willow resets. Brady, free throw line jumper off the mark. Rebound by the Bears. Couldn't get anything to fall. And Monette's got a chance to cut in to a seven-point deficit. Meeks pitches it back up, top of the key for Brady Ray. Ray looks to the left side. He'll go that way for Stevens. Bears switched into a 2-1. Three is in and out by Stevens. Rebound by the Cubs to Meeks. He'll take a three. It's an air ball, but a rebound on the backside by Monette. They'll try another three. This one won't go. Rebound tip. Thompson saves it. So Monette goes 0-for-3 from beyond the arc in that possession. Nothing to show for it. Bears on the other end. Colby James off balance two, swishes home. Colby has 10 of the Bears' 19, and it's a 19-10 lead for the Willow Bears. Cubs work it to the free throw line. They'll lob it right side for Nesselin. Back top of the key to Ray. Bears have switched into this 2-1-2 zone, and Monette's trying to figure out how to attack. They tip it around the horn. Tried to take three in the last possession. That didn't work. Meeks in the paint. Tried the handoff. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Brady James. Good hustle by James Dean to dive for it. Tips it to Brady. Ahead to Colby. Colby one on two to the basket. Lays it off the glass and in. And Monette will take a timeout. 5:57 to go first half. Willow leads Monette 21-10. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Bears with a strong start to the Queen City Showdown, taking on the Monette Cubs, leading 21-10, with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Cubs took a timeout to talk things over. They've got the ball as we resume action after the timeout. Nuffle Road on the left wing, up to Hoyt, works it over right side for Tucker Goats into the game. Long three by Nessel Rand is no good, and a rebound by Thompson. Bears get the rebound. Push it down the floor. Brady James in the corner for three. No good off the back of the rim. Backside rebound by Colby. Put it up, in and out. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Cubs. They want to run with it. Get it quickly down the floor to Stevens. Stevens has his pocket picked by Caden Lee. Lee trying to go all the way to the basket, coast to coast, missed the layup. Dean had the rebound tipped away, and now they're going to call a foul away from the ball. I believe it's going to be on James Dean. And that would be his first and the team's first here in the second quarter. Brady Ray checks out for the Cubs. Nestle Road back in, and a travel on the Cubs. Tucker Goats was trying to set for a three and shuffled his feet. Gets called for the travel. Bears will take it back after the turnover. An 11-point lead for Willow with 5 minutes left to go in the half. Brady on the left side. He'll throw it into Dean. Turnaround jumper from the free throw line. No good off the back of the rim. Monette with the rebound. Chubb back into the front court. First quarter and a half. Hoyt, top of the key. Work it to the right side in front of the bare bench. Hoyt gets it back. Can slide it right back to the right side. Now they go left wing for Goats. And a kick as the ball tipped away and then kicked by Colby James. It'll stay with Monette. McGinnis comes back in for Dean. And now the officials going to talk it over here with 4:24 to go in the half. Willow leading by 11. Making sure they get the out-of-bounds call right, I'm assuming. And everybody smiles after that conversation, and we'll be back to action. Pretty sparse crowd here at Greenwood for the 2:30 afternoon game. Graduation at Missouri State is going on next door, and it is not a sparse crowd at the arena. Bears tip the pass as Monette tried to go underneath, out of bounds. It'll be Cub basketball, but good active hands by Willow. Leading by 11, but not a lot of scoring. In fact, only 4 points have been scored the last 4 minutes. All of those by the Bears. Pass goes into the backcourt. Back to get it is Stevens. Stevens wants to attack. Big Euro step and one too many steps. Travel on Stevens and another turnover by the Cubs. Larry's not here to take turnovers, but the Cubs have made several, and I know the Bears are winning the turnover battle here in the first half. Brady James on the left wing. He'll put it on the floor, bounce it top of the key for Thompson, right side for Lee. Lee looking underneath. Instead, he'll put it on the deck. Now flip it back to Brady James. Brady, big jump stop to the block. Can't get a shot off. His pass tip taken away by Monette, and then they're going to call Thompson for the foul. A reach-in foul on Brody Thompson. He's the second team foul on the Bears. First personal on Brody. He's going to come out. Grady Friga makes his first appearance in the ballgame. Cubs into the front court. They go right side. Stevens. Tip it back to Hoyt, top of the key. Go left wing for Stevens. Cross-court pass over to Goat. And the pass hits the bottom of the backboard out of bounds. And another turnover by the Cubs. Tried to do a baseball pass from corner to corner, and it hit the bottom of the backboard. So the Bears will take it back. But again, very low-scoring second quarter. It was 17-10 at the end of one. It's just 21-10 now. Bears outscoring the Cubs 4-0 here in the second quarter. Lee, top of the key, left side for Brady James. Brady one-arms it up to Colby. Colby going to drive in, off-balance jumper, splashes home. And of those 23 points now that the Bears have, Colby has had 14. Cubs push it down the floor. Hoyt, top of the key, Bears staying in their zone defense. That has shut the Cubs out here in the second quarter. Here comes a three by Goats. No good off the back of the rim. Stevens runs down the rebound. And his pass tip taken away by McGinnis. McGinnis from James in the paint. Runner won't go, but a foul called on the Cubs. The Bears will take it out of bounds. Good transition. Colby saved that ball from going out of bounds with a behind-the-back pass that McGinnis was able to catch, trying to go all the way to the basket, but was fouled on his way, so Holt back at the free throw line. Free throw is good. Again, a 2 of 3 from the line this afternoon. And Caden Adams makes his first appearance in the ball game this afternoon. Adams, the freshman, taking over for Brady James. Coach Forrest, 9 players dressed today as McGinnis makes his second free throw. 25-10. Bears by 15. They have outscored the Cubs 8-0 here in the second quarter. Here's a three by Hoyt. No good off the back of the rim, and the Cubs are over for beyond the arc, and they've shot a bunch. McGinnis in the corner. Back to James. Colby, free throw line. Fadeaway jumper good. Colby is putting on a show here in the first half, and it's 27-10. Corner. Pitches to the baseline. Find Meeks in the paint, blocked by Grady Friga. Ahead to Colby. Colby with a full head of steam. Can't get the shot off. Ball hits a player's shin and a tussle for the ball. And are they going to give Coach Forrest a timeout? Bodies were flying. Possession was established, they say. Bears had possession. Coach Forrest gets a timeout. 2 minutes left to go in the first half. Willow leading Monet 27-10. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Greenwood, where the Bears lead Monet 27-10, but a dominant first half for the Bears. Monet, they had 10 points at the end of the first quarter. Willow 2 minutes away from shutting out the Cubs in the second quarter. And Willow has picked up their part of the scoring ledger lately with 27 points overall. But Colby James leads all scorers with 16 of those 27 points. We'll have your halftime stats coming up in a couple of minutes, and then we'll also preview the Blue and Gold Tournament, another tournament. I guess this isn't technically a tournament, but Blue and Gold, always a lot of fun, and we'll preview that for you coming up at halftime. Those brackets released this week. Colby James takes the inbound pass. Caden Lee bounces it to Friga, inside to McGinnis. Shot blocked. Holt's able to get it back. Gets it to Colby, and the Bears will reset. Colby at the free throw line. Out to Lee. Three ball is no good. Rebound comes out long to Hoyt. Hoyt. Adams providing some defense. Hoyt has to get rid of it. Cubs cross midcourt. Get it ahead to Ray. Ray trying to beat the zone. That's a logo. He'll fire it into Meeks. Lob it over left wing for Nesselrode. Three ball by Ray is no good. Off the back of the rim, and Adams with the rebound for Willow. Down the floor they go. Lee in the corner. Colby James reverse layup. Missed it. Rebound ran down by Grady Friga. Back to Colby. Pump fake. Long two in the corner is short. Rebound Friga goes up between two purple jerseys. They fought for it, but Cubs come down with it. Monette down the floor. Get it to the block. To the basket. Missed the shot, but two free throws coming up for Carson Nesselrode. Nesselrode, one of the unique names I've seen lately. Nesselrode will shoot two. And the foul is on McGinnis. His first free throw is good by Nesselrode, and that is the first point of the second quarter by the Monette Cubs, and we've got 49 seconds left in the half. James Dean back in, replacing Caden Lee. Second free throw by Nesselrode is good. 27-12, Bears by 15, 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Bears will have to shoot with that shot clock in play here in the Queen City Showdown. Lee, or rather Adams up top, those two look a lot alike. Friga into James. Big James underneath lays it up and in. Dean with the basket, his first point of the afternoon. It's 29-12, Bears. Small Bears back on offense. Stevens left side, up to Hoyt. Goes right wing for Ray. Ray draws the defense, picks up his dribble, fires it back to Hoyt with 13. Hoyt dribbles in, kick it back, long three by Ray. It is an air ball into the hands of Brady James with six. Brady across the with three. Half-court shot is nothing but net. Not quite half court, but I'm going to call it that way anyway. He was about 3 feet. Pretty shot by Colby James, and an exclamation mark to a strong first half by the Willow Bears. They lead Monette by 20 at the break. We'll come back and talk about it in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Steve Airy knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Sullivan Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Hi. This is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The Christmas season is one of making memories. And whether it was going to get this year's tree in Dad's Chevy truck, or heading to Grandma's house on Christmas morning, loaded down with all the gifts in Mom's car, one thing was always the same. We were making memories together in a Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Greenwood, it is the Bill Rowe Queen City Showcase. I think I've been calling it the Showdown. Not a shootout. It's not a showdown. It's a showcase here in Greenwood. It's a two-day basketball lover's dream. You've got girls and boys basketball in the course of these 2 days here at Greenwood, and it's just it's an interesting arrangement. The Bears, apparently this has been going on for quite some time. This is the first time Willow has been involved in it. But up next, for example, you've got a girls game, Logan Rogersville playing Principia, and then you've got Lincoln Christian out of Oklahoma playing Staley, and then Fayetteville, Arkansas taking on the Rogersville boys team. And then more Arkansas, Oklahoma. Like, it's a very unique tournament. Guys and girls, different states, just some good basketball during this Friday and Saturday. And again, the Bears playing Monette this afternoon, and then they're scheduled to play Springfield Catholic tomorrow night at 8:30 in this same Queen City showcase. So a lot of fun to be here, and the Bears having a good time, enjoying a big lead here at halftime, 32-12. Is your halftime score. Bears up by 20. They led 17-10 at the end of one and outscored Monette 15-2. In fact, Monette got a couple of free throws in the last minute of the second quarter, or Willow would have shut them out in quarter number two. So strong first half by the Bears, and that'll make they're going to stay up here in Springfield. Part of being in this showcase is it's sponsored by some area businesses, and they provide lodging and a meal for the Bears so they can enjoy their time here in Springfield over the next 24 hours. And that's going to be a lot more fun if you could win the first game today before taking on Catholic tomorrow night. Scoring from the first half for the Bears, Colby James put on an absolute clinic. 19 points for Colby in the first half, including 3 three-pointers. 2 points for Caden Lee, 4 for Brady James, 3 points all free throws for Holt McGinnis, and 2 points for James Dean. And I may be missing a basket somewhere in there. We'll try to get that corrected as we go along, but I'm missing my partner today and having to do everything solo, so we'll do our best. For the Cubs, only 12 points on the board, so points are hard to come by. Alex Meeks is kind of their inside presence, not a terribly big guy, but he's who they like to go to inside. And he had 4 points pretty early, and then Coach Forrest adjusted to his zone and really got that down. And beyond Meeks, not much going on for the Cubs. They've had 2 points from Jack Stevens, 2 points from Nestle Rowe, 2 from Walker, and 2 from Thomas. That's it, just 12 points in the first half for the Monette Cubs, and they trail the Bears by 20 here at halftime. Lots of good basketball. The Lady Bears now 5-0 on the year after another win last night. They beat Greenwood last night at Willow. So kind of Greenwood week for the Bear and Lady Bear fans, but nice win last night by the Lady Bears. Coach Cox and the girls are 5-0 now. They just secured the number one seed for the Mountain Grove Holiday Tournament, which is quite the sign of respect for the Lady Bears, as that's a loaded tournament. Always very good quality girls basketball. The Lady Bears are the number one seed this year, so if you get a chance, make sure you go out and watch the Lady Bears. They are a lot of fun this year, and the boys finish up this week and a couple of games next week before the Blue and Gold tournament. But that's always what we look forward to after Christmas. The girls, you've got you can watch them in Mountain Grove, and then head on down the road to Springfield to take in the Blue and Gold. The Bears in the Gold division this year, unseeded, and honestly, I don't know that that's a bad thing if you're a Bear fan. I think the Bears play a little bit better when they don't have that number beside their name. So they're unseeded, playing the fifth-seeded Branson Pirates on December 26th, the day after Christmas. We will be in Great Southern Bank Arena for the new gym at Missouri State, newer gym, as opposed to Hammond Student Center. So that'll be the day after Christmas, 12:30, Willow and the Branson Pirates. If they win, well, win or lose, they're going to play at 11 o'clock on the 27th. And they will play the winner or loser of Bolivar and Buffalo. Bolivar, the 4 seed, and Buffalo, obviously, unseeded. So Willow in the Gold division this year, the Blue and Gold, and that'll make your post-holiday plans to make sure you catch some Bear and Lady Bear action in their respective holiday tournaments. We're just about ready for the third quarter here from Greenwood. We'll come back with the start of the second half in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Greenwood, it's the Queen City Showcase tip-off game of this two-day event. Bears and the Monette Cubs. Willow with a commanding 32-12 lead as we start the third quarter. All starters back out there for both teams. Cubs with the ball. Ray gets in the paint. Won't go. Gets his own rebound on the right block. Pump fake put up from the baseline, and it goes down. Brady Ray with his first point of the afternoon. And Monette decided to get some points on the board here to start the third quarter. Lee into the corner for Dean. Back out front to Colby. In the corner for Lee. Lee puts it on the deck. Throws it to Brady James at the free throw line. Back out to Colby. Colby, long range jumper, splashes home. Colby James adding to his point total. He's got 21 now. And there's a steal by Colby. Going to go all the way. Layup is good. Makes that 23 for the senior. 36-14 is the Bear lead. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Cubs working inside to Meeks. Meeks working on Dean. Puts it up. Missed it. Good defense by Dean. Bears with the rebound. Colby into the front court. Into the corner for Lee. Caden drives. Puts it up. Off-balance shot won't go. They're going to get Dean on the rebound. And the Cubs will take it out of bounds. First team foul of the quarter. Second personal on Dean. And the Cubs will bring it back the other way. Bears leading by 22 early in the third quarter. Hoyt bounces it into the corner for Stevens. Nice pass underneath. Shot up and good by Nesselrode. Good ball movement by the Cubs. Nesselrode with the basket. And the Cubs in the first minute and a half of the third quarter have already beat their second quarter point total. Lee to the logo for James. Brady to Colby. Colby picks up the dribble. Lee right side for Brady James. Brady draws the defense, crosses it over to Lee. To Dean at the free throw line. Jumper splashes home. Dean loves that shot. A free throw line jump shot. And it's pretty when it goes down. 38-16. Bears with the lead. Cubs kick it back. Long three. Nothing but net. They finally got one to go. Brady Ray. They've shot several in this ball game. Haven't gotten one to go until then. The big three by Ray. Here's Brady James with a three. He wants to answer. That one short. Comes out long. Gets his own rebound at the free throw line. Brady back to Lee. Caden drives. Big jump stop in the paint. Put it up. Rattles out. And the Cubs come away with the rebound. Monette ahead to Hoyt. Hoyt's pass to Meeks underneath the basket. Tough shot. Puts it up and in. Alex Meeks. And the Cubs cut the Bear lead to 17 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Cubs have been more aggressive here in the third quarter and getting some shots to fall, and now they get a turnover. Tip the pass and kick it ahead to Ray. Ray has it taken right back to on the baseline. Colby with a steal. Colby wanted to go all the way. Left block to the basket. No good. Rebound tip. And Brady Ray comes away with it. Ray for Monette. Feeds Hoyt in the corner for three. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound tipped back to Stevens. Layup is good. Pace is quicker, but it's actually benefiting the Cubs here in the first part of the third quarter. Still a 15-point lead for the Bears, but Cubs have shaved 5 points off that here in the first 3.5 minutes of the third. Lee to Dean, right side for Colby James. The Bears work it around the arc. Zone defense by the Cubs. Brady to James Dean. Long jumper is short. And the Cubs have the rebound. Swing it quickly down the floor to Ray. And now he'll slow it down. In the corner. They get to the baseline for Meeks. Back up top to Ray. Ray working on Colby James. Takes the screen to the left side. Throws it into the corner for Stevens. Back up top to Ray. Long three by Hoyt, rims out, and Thompson is there to clear the board. Brady James down the floor to Lee. Lee hands to Thompson. Thompson loses it on the block, dives for it, gets it back, and an out-of-bounds call. It'll be out-of-bounds on Monette, and the Bears will keep possession. Dean comes out, McGinnis is back in with 3:33 to go in the third. 38-23 lead for the Bears. Got to mop up some sweat. Coach Forrest has a towel on hand, but they're not going to use it. Swing it back to Dustin, and he'll take that back to the bench. Bears will inbound underneath their own basket. Lee to Brady James in the corner. Brady gives it to Colby on the left wing. Colby goes between his legs, left side. Long jumper is no good, and a foul coming on McGinnis on the rebound. Cubs will take it. Second team foul this quarter on the Bears. Second personal on McGinnis. Only five, or there's 6 points for the Bears in 5 minutes here in the third quarter. Ray at the free throw line picks up his dribble, needs a little help, fires it back to Stevens, back to Ray for three up top, won't go. Brady James with the rebound for the Bears. Brady runs it across midcourt, nice outlet pass ahead to Lee. Lee gets hammered, no whistle. Lee dribbles out of traffic, swings it to Colby on the right side. Colby, nice pass, leaves it for McGinnis, but he couldn't get a shot off. They'll have to clear it back to Brady at the logo, and now Caden will come up and take it. To Thompson, to James, Brady James. Big jump stop in the paint. Jumper is too hard off the back of the rim, and a rebound for the Cubs. Stevens ahead to Ray in the corner. Stevens for three. No good. Rebound underneath. Monette gets it back. Ray will fire a three, and it splashes home. Ray's hit a couple of those this quarter. He's got 8 points to lead the Cubs, and Coach Forrest will take a timeout. 2:23 to go in the third. The Bear lead is down 12. 38-26. Back in 30, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Greenwood, the Bears had a 20-point lead at halftime. It has shrunk to 12 here with 2:23 in the third quarter. And for Bear fans, you start thinking back to game one where the Bears had a 15-point lead against Sparta at the half and ended up losing that game by 10. The Bears have had difficulty closing out games at times over the last couple of years. And good time out there by Coach Forrest to settle things down and try to get this offense clicking again. Just 6 points for the Bears here in the third quarter. 2 minutes to go in the frame. Bears have it, leading 38-26. Caden Lee dribbling at the logo. He'll give it up to James on the left wing. Brady one-arms it up to Colby. Colby up top to Brady in the corner. James spins out of traffic, gives it back to Lee. James fires a three at the buzzer, and it didn't clear the rim, so it'll be a shot clock violation on the Bears. Good defense by the Cubs. They've really amped up their defensive intensity, which is that's how you make a comeback in high school basketball, and the Cubs have been able to do that. Still trailing by 12, needing some more offense. Still working around the arc. Throw it inside to Towles. Towles back out to Stevens. Backpedals to the corner. Gives it up to Goats into the game. Stevens on the left wing. 8 on the shot clock. He'll go to the baseline, to the basket, count it, and 1. Huge shot by Jack Stevens. Got loose on the baseline. Got a chance for a 3-point play, a chance to make this a single-digit deficit for the Cubs. Just don't like the way this is trending here late in the third quarter. Free throw by Stevens is no good. McGinnis with the rebound. So we'll stay at a 10-point advantage. Colby, right side, off-balance jumper, won't go. And it's a rebound for the Cubs. Brady James, though, with the steal on the baseline. Brady going to try to go right back to the rack, gets fouled. Hit his head pretty hard on the floor, but being helped up. And he'll try to shake that off. Brady will go to the line shooting a couple of free throws. First team foul on the Cubs this quarter with a minute to play. Walker's second foul. Brady James' free throw is good. Brady's got 5 points on the afternoon. Bears would like to finish this last minute of the quarter with a little bit of momentum. Second free throw is good. Brady makes them both, and now whistles blow for some substitutions as Ray comes in for Goats. Ray has been the key to this comeback by the Cubs. He's got 8 points this quarter, including a couple of threes. Caden Lee comes out to guard him as he crosses midcourt. Throws it left side. Stevens takes the screen, gets it over. Right wing for Walker. Walker sandwiched, gets it back into the corner for Nesselrode. Nesselrode to Meeks, backing in on Thompson, trying to get a shot off, and he does, but it's too hard off the back of the rim. Thompson wrestles the rebound away. Ahead to Brady James. Brady into the front court. Play clock's at 31, shot clock at 26. The Bears could play for the last shot with just a few seconds left for Monette. And it kind of appears what they're going to do with Monette sticking in that zone defense. And they knock the pass out of bounds there. So a scary pass by the Bears. Walker knocking it out. Possession will stay with Willow with 18.6 on the game clock, 14 on the shot clock. Willow leading by 12, led it by 20 at the half. Colby will take it, take the logo with 10 on the shot clock, 14 on the game clock. The Bears will work it down and leave Monette with a few seconds left. With three, Brady got to take it. Volleyball line three, nothing but net. Brady James with the three. Monette will get a half quarter off at the buzzer, and it's an air ball. And that's the end of the third quarter. Bears reestablishing some things a little bit at the end of the third quarter. Go up by 15, 43-28 as we head to quarter number four. You're listening to Bear Basketball back in 60 seconds on KUKU.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Greenwood at the Bill Rowe Queen City Showcase. Day one of two here from Springfield. Bears with a couple of games in this showcase. Today against Monette. Tomorrow night, 8:30 against Springfield Catholic. Willow leading this one 43-28 as we enter the fourth quarter. Bears will have the ball. Monette outscored Willow 16-11. In that third quarter, Monette with 16 points in the third. They only had 12 at halftime. Bears with the ball and a 15-point lead, trying to extend it back to where they had it at the half. Brady James, one arms it to Colby. Colby goes behind his back, takes off right side, off balance runner is short. Grady Friga had the rebound. It was knocked away, but then Brady James able to pick it up. Gives it to Colby. Colby in the paint, tries a slide pass to Thompson. It's tipped loose on the floor, body fly. Friga comes away with it. He's sitting with it. And does he get a timeout called or a foul? Yes, it is a foul on Monette on the far side of the floor. Couldn't be certain if that was a timeout or a foul, and it is a personal foul on Stevens. That's his second first-team foul on the Cubs here in the fourth quarter. Caden Lee, open baseline, high arcing shot, and a charge called away from the ball on the Bears. Thompson calls for an illegal screen. The reason why Caden Lee was so wide open on the baseline. First team foul on the Bears. Cubs with the ball with some work to do. 7 minutes to play, down by 15. They've had some luck with threes in the second half. That's the guy, and he shoots and it's an air ball, and Colby James has it. Brady Ray, who's hit a couple this half, missed that one. So Colby all the way to the other baseline, lost it out of bounds. And the Cubs will take it back. And I think Coach Forrest wondering if maybe there was a foul there, but no whistle for a foul, just out of bounds on Willow. Cubs bring it across midcourt. Meeks looking to give it back to Ray. That's who they'd like to have shoot it here in the fourth quarter and just try to shoot themselves back in this ball game. There he is. Caden Lee comes out to guard him. Ray takes the screen to the logo, gives up to Meek, trying to hand it off to Stevens. Pivots. Stevens at the top of the key. He'll go to work on Thompson, left lock, but a high arcing shot up won't go off the back of the rim. Frigga with the rebound. Ahead to Lee. Colby, left side, in the corner for Brady, right back to Colby. He'll crank a long three, fouled, and Colby will go to the line shooting three for the Bears with 6 minutes left to go in the ball game. Bears trying to pick up their fourth straight victory after losing their first game of the year to Sparta in tough fashion. Free throw is good by Colby. Colby's first free throw attempt of the day. He's had a good afternoon. Second free throw is good. And he'll have one more. And chances to put the Bears up by 18. And missed on the third one. So 2 of 3 for Colby. 17-point lead for the Bears. Hoyt quickly to the free throw line to the paint. Blocked from behind by Colby. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cubs, but the shortest guy on the floor securing a block from behind on the shooter. Cubs will inbound. Hoyt looking over his options. Give it to Stevens. Baseline shot. Count it and one as Stevens able to draw the foul. And a chance for a three-point play. Stevens has had 6 points this half. So Stevens and Ray have really picked up the scoring for the Cubs as they try to battle back in this with 5:51 left to play. Free throw is short. Rebound tips out long, though, and the Cubs have it. Looking for a big possession here. Ray to Stevens. Free throw line jumper splashes home. Missed the free throw. Got the jumper. I think he'll take that. And it's a 13-point deficit, so a 4-point possession for the Cubs. Lee to the free throw line, off-balance shot blocked by Meek. And here comes Monette on a break. They slow it down, get it to the free throw line. Meek's backing in on Frigga. Turnaround jumper, left it short, and a tie-up for the rebound. Jump ball possession arrow will stay with Monette. With 5:17 to play, James Dean checks into the ball game for Grady Frigga. And the starters now back out on the floor for the Bears. Quick inbound and lost it out of bounds as Meeks had to go through his hand into his own bench, and an unforced turnover by the Cubs will give it back to the Bears with 5 minutes and change left to play in the ballgame. Principia and Logan Rogersville girls coming up next here at the Queen City Showcase. We'll be back with you tomorrow night, 8:30 for the Bears and the Fighting Irish of Springfield Catholic. Brady James to James Dean at the free throw line. Pivot, gives it back to Brady, inside to Thompson. Thompson tried to leave it for Dean. It's intercepted by Monette, and then a reach-in foul on Dean. Good pick by Nesselrod, and Dean commits his third personal foul, 13 foul on the Bears. With 4:49 to go in the ball game, McGinnis is going to quickly check in for Dean, or rather for Thompson. He'll leave Dean out there. Dean, McGinnis, the James brothers, Lee on the floor. On the bench, you've got Frigga, Thompson, Caden Adams, as well as Bennett, two freshmen for the Bears, dressed for this showcase. Cubs working around the arc. Bears back in that 2-1-2 zone. To the right side, Ray flips it up. They'll get it into the corner. Stevens wants a three. It rims out. And Lee with the rebound. Good block out that time by the Bears. Brady James in the paint. Leaves it for Dean off the glass. Missed it. And Meeks is there for the rebound. Not a great shooting day, really, for the Bears outside of what Colby's been able to do. Here comes a long three by Ray. It is no good. Rebound tipped. Monette's got it back. Fire another three. This one rims out, and Brady James controls the rebound. Ahead to Lee. Lee looks down the floor and fires it to Colby, but he was on the baseline. Going to say his foot was touching the line, and the Cubs will take it back. Trailing by 13 with 3:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Cubs with Ray on the right side. Looks to get some points quickly. Stevens to Meeks. Meeks has it blocked by Dean, but then he lost it on the baseline. Dean with a good clean block and just about took it away. And still he'll have to turn it over. 3:38 to play. We're broadcasting from the bleachers if you hear some action here in Greenwood. Not a preferred broadcasting spot, but we'll take what we can get on the Greenwood campus. Beautiful facility, but the broadcasting area is being taken by some streaming options this afternoon. Monette turns it over on the inbound. Willow takes it back up by 13 with 3:26 to play. Brady James fires up top. Colby on the left wing. Takes off, goes baseline, pass cutoff, lobs it back to James. Brady, floater in the paint, goes down. Brady James set a strong game, 11 points for the junior. Stevens on the other end in the paint, hits the shot and the foul. And Jack Stevens, he's had 10 this half, 12 for the game, a chance for a three-point play, a chance to make it a 12-point game and maybe make things a little more interesting in the last 3:06. James Dean picks up his fourth team foul on the Bears, so Monette will be shooting anytime there's a foul in the last 3 minutes. Not a ton of fouls in this game, as you would expect. Free throw is good by Stevens. And it's a 12-point advantage for the Bears with 3 minutes to play. Colby into the front court. Lobs it to Brady. Brady on the right side. At times, his zone defense has really given the Bears problems. But the defense has been good on the other end. Colby James, long three. He'll just pull up and can one from the volleyball line. Colby with a three. He's got 28 on the day, and it's 50-35. 15-point lead, 2.5 minutes to play. Meeks has it on the block. He's fouled by McGinnis going up for a shot. And Alex Meeks will go to the line shooting two. He was really the best offensive weapon that the Cubs had early, but has been fairly quiet since his early 4 points. Free throw is good by Meeks. He got 7 on the afternoon. Second free throw by Meeks is good. And it's a 13-point game with 2.5 minutes to go. Bears would love an opportunity to pick up a couple of wins in this showcase. It starts with securing this one today. Brady James, right side, big jump stop, flips it back to Lee near the logo. Brady on the right side. Still lots of time on the shot clock. Colby, pump fake, give it to Lee. Open three in the corner, no good. Rebound comes out long to Monette. Cubs want to run with it. Get it ahead to Stevens. Stevens, right side for Ray. Ray, floater in the paint, right into the hands of McGinnis. Bears take it back with under 2 minutes to play. Colby to the left side. Lobbed over to Lee. Lee will pull it back out. 15 on the shot clock. And Brady James' pass is over the head of Dean, but then he steals it right back. Ahead to McGinnis. McGinnis, off-balance layup is good. Bears lead by 15 again with 90 seconds to play, and they will close out a win here in the Queen City Showcase. Stevens takes off on the block, shot up, no good. Rebound comes out long to Ray. He'll give it to Meeks. Meeks drives on Dean, lost the handle on it, out of bounds. It'll be Bear ball with 1:20 to play. Principia and Logan Rogersville ladies coming up next here at Greenwood. Crowd starting to get a little bit bigger, and I'm sure it will as the night goes on and other teams arrive at the Laboratory School here on Missouri State's campus. It's graduation day at Missouri State, so a lot of folks in Springfield today. Brady James right side for the Bears. There's probably running a little bit of clock here. Colby's going to take off, gets the left block. Big jump stop in the paint. Floater is good, and Colby got 30. 30 points for the senior. Minutes of play, 17-point lead for the Bears. Ray on the right wing. Long three up top, in and out. Rebound tipped and out of bounds off the Bears. It'll stay with Monette. 46 seconds to play. The freshmen come in. We saw Adams a little bit earlier. Bennett will join in. So Bennett and Adams both in the game. The James brothers check out. 45 seconds to play. Be a fun night for the Bears in Springfield. They can secure an afternoon win and then go enjoy the rest of their evening. Foul on Monette on the inbound. Ray's first third team foul on the small Bears. Willow will inbound. Brody Thompson will give it to Lee. 30 on the shot clock, 40 on the game clock. The Bears will have to take a shot. There's a foul by Ray. So Ray picks up a couple of quick fouls. Fourth team foul on Monette. Willow will be shooting from here on out if Monette wants to foul. Would have a hard time thinking that they would at this point, but coach might want to do some teaching. Bennett, pass tipped, and Monette takes it away off the steal. Meeks with a full head of steam, gets blocked from behind by Lee. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cubs with 22 seconds to play. Bears on their way to their fourth victory of the season, fourth in a row after dropping the opener. Ray will inbound, gets it to Meeks. Ray takes it up top, shades into the corner. Here comes a three ball by Walker, no good. Rebound, Adams. Adams looks at the Lee with eight. Got to get it across half court at this point, and he does. Lee will hold it with 3-2-1, and that's a winner for the Bears from the Queen City Showcase. Bears take out Monette. 54-37 is the final. We'll come back and talk to Coach Forrest in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer, G&W Foods, in downtown Woodlow Springs.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Greenwood, joined by Coach Lee. And it's nice to have you up here, Coach. And appreciate you coming up to visit with us after the Bears get a win in the Queen City Showcase. I've struggled with what to call this the entire time. It's a mouthful.
Yes,
but
it's
a neat event, and you've got some girls' teams warming up now, and the Bears got an invite to to this showcase this year. And when you get an invite to something like this, you want to put on a good show for people, right? And got Monette in the first game, and the Bears did that. They put on a good show.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity for us to get invited to this. And, yeah, we did put on a good show. Colby James does Colby James stuff.
30 points, that's not bad.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal player. But together, collectively, we put on a good show, got the first win out of the way, and headed on to tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's fun in an event like this where you're going to spend the night and play again late tomorrow night. You don't want to take a loss in game one and then have to do all the fun stuff. Now the boys can relax and enjoy the 24 hours up here.
Yeah, tonight's going to be much more enjoyable with the win rather than the loss. So, again, great time to be here. I don't know what to call this either, but I've never been a part of this where it's just one team after another, girls and boys, just a lot of basketball, a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a good time for the Bears and a neat thing to be a part of. And it's a quick turnaround. You got Springfield Catholic tomorrow night, and that should be a bit of a tougher test for the Bears.
Yeah, we've seen them in Norwood, played a half with them. They're a good coach team. They shoot the ball extremely well when we played them. They run the four well. But, yeah, it's going to be a pretty good test for us tomorrow.
All right. Appreciate it, Coach.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Coach Lee and the Bears picking up a nice win this afternoon against the Monette Cubs. Final score 54-37 as Willow goes to 4-1 on the season. Some of your final stats for the Monette Cubs. They were led in scoring by Jack Stevens with 13. Brady Ray had 8 points. Alex Meeks with 8 for the Cubs. For the Bears, as you heard Coach Lee talking, Colby James was everything Colby James normally is for the Bears. Scored 30 points at 19 at the half, so he actually had a little less production in the second half. But 30 for the senior guard for the Bears, 11 points for his little brother. Brady had a good day with 11. 5 points for McGinnis, 4 for James Dean, and 2 points for Caden Lee. 9 players played, 5 scored for the Bears. They led 32-12 at halftime, end up winning this one 54-37. As we mentioned, tomorrow night, the Bears will be back in action here at Greenwood to take on Springfield Catholic. So if you're doing some holiday shopping tomorrow in Springfield, just stay a little longer and come on over to Greenwood for the 8:30 p.m. game against the Fighting Irish. Larry will be back with me for that one. And until then, for Jack back at the station, and for Larry Spence, I'm Marty Spence. Good afternoon from Springfield.
That's it for this link in the chain of Willow Springs Bear Sports. We thank you for listening and everyone who was involved in the making of this broadcast, which includes these sponsors: G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, For Good Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. For more information on sports from around the area, go online to OzarkRadioNews.com. For now, we'll get you back to the regular programming here on KUKU 100.3, your home of the Willow Springs Bears.